Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I promised you a show that rocked a bit more than last week, didn't I?
I think so, yeah.
I have definitely done that. This is Falling Off the Edge, Johnny Throttle. Listening to Desaro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Johnny Throttle featuring on bass my lovely boyfriend, the little Geordie boy, Johnny. Do you remember?
Oh, John Codger.
Johnny Codger. Oh. He's not in the band anymore, I don't think. But he was when they recorded that album. It's a fantastic album of punk fused garage rock, I suppose you'd call it. When I first saw them, they were quite like the Stooges. But the second time I saw them, they'd gone a lot more punk, and I think John Codger had something of an effect on that. So I imagine they are still more like that. Great live band, really, really good fun. What I want to know is, what is... Now, not the band Johnny Throttle's Facebook page like their page you'd like. What is the Johnny Throttle Facebook page? Friend page, so you can befriend Johnny Throttle.
facebook.com/johnny.throttle.
Very close. facebook.com/johnny.throttle.3, and Johnny is J-O-H-N-N-Y. The reason that I didn't give you the band page is because it's one of those ones with a load of numbers on it, and then I found this one and thought, do you know what, if you like the band, you want to be their friend.
Exactly.
Be their friend. Sound fair enough?
Fair enough.
Still poorly being into that one, Tony Neil, huh?
Yeah.
Now, in this section, I would normally do your jokes and poems, but guess what? I haven't got any. So if you have any jokes or poems for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, comedy suburbs, if it's a joke, and poetry corner, it's a poem. We haven't had a poem in a while.
That's true.
Maybe I'll write one myself for next week, yeah. just to encourage you all. It might not be as much chat for me this week, which is probably a good thing all round. We're going to crack straight on with the next song. Is that all right?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, yeah. This song came through from Manila PR, and thanks very much to Tony and the gang for sending this through. It's a band called Mr. Shiraz. Now, as I have promised, this show rocks more than last week in many different ways, Tony. I mean, I'm not saying last week's show wasn't a good show. It was just a bit random. This one actually, this one has symmetry. I'm not even going with Asymmetry because I got told off saying Asymmetry before. This show has symmetry this week, as will become apparent in the second half of the show when it starts being symmetrical. I suppose that's obvious, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. So, anyway, here's a bit of heavy rock for you, Tate.
Okay.
Hey, so you know, regular listeners will know that a few months back I said we were going to start playing a bit more rock on the show, and here's an example of such thing. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Mr. Shiraz's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MrShiraz?
It is indeed. It's Tony One, probably be the internet one. I am very much looking forward to MySpace finally relaunching when it finally pulls its fucking MySpace finger out. In the meantime, this is Built In Sin. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mr. Shiraz. You never know, we might get more from them in the future. I've got a feeling they might have a new album out. I might see if Manila PR can send us a copy or two. Who knows? Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Excellent.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment on our wall or like our page. Or the easiest way to get in touch with us, text button moment, and we'll read out your comments. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio and do it. We have two this week. First up from Rob Days, who says, brilliant episode, guys. Love the Hispanic feel to it, lol. Didn't take part in the competition because I figured if I won the postage to Puerto Rico, would be too high. But then someone from Canada won. Oh well. Proud of being a Punky Radio reader. Keep rocking. P.S. Do you think there might be any cleaning jobs left? There might be. You never
there
know.
Is a man who really pays attention to shows.
Yeah.
And yes, I have a feeling it would be even more expensive to have sent the prize to Puerto Rico. But I would still have done it, my friend. I've done it before, you know. I sent one to a prison in Australia, didn't I?
You did.
So, yeah, you know, even though I'm skint, I don't mind once a year. Because, hey, sometimes I can be Mr. Christmas, even in the middle of Jan. Saying that, I haven't actually sent it yet. I forgot.
Ah.
So if you're listening, Nige, I will send it this week. And congratulations for winning the competition.
And next, one more comment from Helen Dawes again. Which says, hi guys, thank you for the mention, and we are relieved to hear that we are lovely people. Hopefully there was no sarcasm involved. And yes, Paul, we will pick you up when you arrive, and yes, we will take you out to our local bar, so that barmaid can fall in love with you and give you loads of free drinks. You'll probably become her love, her flea, or possibly her chicken. You will love her, honest. Keep up the good work, and yes, Tony, you are doing a great job in the Reds, thank you. Also, for any of the listeners to Punky, check out Paul's lastminutecomedy.com site, or even better, go see him live. He really is quite funny. I also say that the Owls Valley Singles Club were far funnier than Paul.
Ooze Valley Singles Club.
O-U-S-E?
Yeah, Ooze. Okay. It's the River Ooze.
Ah. Far funnier than Paul, we saw them in Bedford. Only joking, Paul, but they were excellent. We await your arrival when you can find the time to visit. Cheers in anticipation, Helen and Ailey.
There's mixed messages there.
A little bit.
Yes, I am very much looking forward to coming over. I'm glad that you've made... Now, what's the word when you make something... You try and turn something into a person. If you try and turn an animal, if you treat an animal like a person, what's that word?
Don't know.
Anthropomorphise? Is it anthropomorphise?
Oh, God,
I don't know, is it?
Why not?
It's a good word, isn't it? Anthropomorphise. I don't care if it's not. You do, Helen, appear to have anthropomorphised your local bar.
Right.
I normally get fucked in bars. I don't normally fuck the bar. But anyway, I'll give it a go. You know, if there's a hole in the side of the wall and I've had enough past these, anything can happen. It won't need to be a very big hole. It's cold at the moment.
That's
so,
it.
Is that it, Facebook?
That's it, yep.
Well done, man. Brilliant. Right, so, as I say, I promise you a rocking show this week. Taking a bit of a departure now, and that this does rock electronic styling. Now, I've got a CD here. What have I done with this? Right, now, there'll be quite a bit about Oslo this week, right? As the show goes on. In fact, it might even be in this section in the second half, adding to the symmetry. But I went to a thing called Alternated in Oslo, and there's rumours I might be DJing there, not this month, but in February, for a short amount of time. And while I was there, they were handing out these free compilations called Sounds from the Matrix, which is alternative electronic music with attitude. And I think it's from a Belgian label, but there's 16 tracks on it. If you do see it lying around in a bar, because I imagine they've gone all over Europe if they've made it to Oslo, do pick one up. I have unashamedly picked two of the shorter tracks, because we're going to be playing one in the second half show as well. But I've picked two of the shorter ones, simply because some of them are 5 minutes long, and even though they're really good, I don't like to keep you away from my beautiful voice for that long. So I've picked two of the shortest songs off it this week. As I say, they are electronic, but they do rock. As you will discover, we'll talk about Crystal System after we play them. This is Automatic Ideology.
We'll be right back. such crime? Tell us that why such crime?
Night of the Brown Hole.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job. The Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Crystal System. What I want to know is, what is their website?
Crystalsystem.com.
No, it's not. It's crystal-system.com, but Crystal is spelled K-R-Y-S-T-A-L, then it's hyphen system.com. Poorly being internet 2, Tony 1. I think they're French, they might be Belgian, but as you would expect from an electronic band, they know more about technology, don't they?
Yeah.
So their website's all singing, all dancing, not like some of the punk shit we put up. Right, so yeah, it's a really good website, very very easily navigable, with lots of clips of them, and actually lots and lots of stuff about them, and lots of things they've done, and they're a far bigger deal in the electronic world than I had possibly given them any credit for. So thanks very much whoever dropped these things off at that gig, because now I've got an extra CD. I am quite opportunist when it comes to punky radio, Tony. If I see something free, I'll pick it up and give it a listen, just in case. Now then, did you do anything last week?
Bought a new saw. It was great.
You bought a sword?
Bought a saw.
Oh, a saw.
Saw.
What sort of saw did you buy?
What, a mitre saw?
Oh, right.
Which is the bench ones where you pull them down.
Yeah.
But because we've got loads of wood to burn and it's all very long, so I need to cut it into small chunks. So I bought a mitre saw. Because we had a sofa delivered on Sunday, so I'm trying to kind of make the living room a living room rather than just a room with a fire in it and nothing else.
Don't get drunk and angry anywhere near that saw.
I've already had my first injury.
Well, I was going to say you might end up with two smaller sofas. It won't fit. Fuck it. Right, that was my impression of a saw. I do realise it sounded a bit more like a penguin in a plastic bag, which I don't recommend, by the way.
No.
I should say that Punky Radio in no way condones putting penguins in plastic bags. Not unless there are sufficient air holes.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. I'm quite pleased with that conversation, because I did fuck all last week.
Okay.
Got pissed twice.
Nice.
I don't want to talk about it. So that is quite handy, because it means that we can play the next two songs in a row now, and not exactly, but kind of, it's a sort of from the vaults bit, really, in that the next two tracks we're going to play are both by bands that we have featured on the show down the years, actually. Listen out for The Roots, and a track from their first album, Left My Mind. They've actually got another album out now called Alligator. We played a couple of tracks of last year, but it came through to me on MP3, and when my hard drive died, a lot of music went with it. So I wanted to play something by The Roots, but unfortunately I could only play something off their first album, which is cracking. Now, this came out on Motorsounds Records, but it was also with Dirty Water. They're like exceptionally good band. They've had a lineup change. There's a girl in the band now, Tony.
Ooh.
And they've grown crazy hair.
Wow.
This is all the things I was going to tell you after we played them. But first up, I've told you now. First up, though, Limousine.
Mm-hmm.
And a track I don't think we've played before, off their album Full Service. And now I'm playing this in lieu of the fact that there are decided hints, including from Limousine themselves, that there is going to be a new Limousine album out this year. And Project Marv, our mate Marv, he drew my attention to this fact. So I went through their stuff trying to find a track we hadn't played, because we have played so much by them, and I don't think we've played this before. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Limousine's Facebook page?
facebook.com/LimousineOfficial?
No, facebook.com/LimousineBand, and Limousine is spelled LAMOZINE. Poorly the internet. 3, Tony 1, this is Beer Can Blues. We'll be right back.
one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Roots and a track called If You Don't Give Me What I Want. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Roots website?
Is it theroots.jp?
No, close. It's theroots.jp.com.
Ah.
Unlucky there. Poorly been the internet for Tony Ron, turning into the thrashing. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar?
Yep. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Again, there is something on Sunday night, but it's still to be confirmed, so if you fancy a random night where you don't quite know what's going to be on, go! But I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday, in lieu of that. So this Thursday...
Jack, you were going to just use a phrase I'd use, weren't you?
What's that?
And you stopped yourself, you went, in lieu of all of that... No. So I wouldn't have minded. I'd be flattered.
I don't know. Thursday, Dallas Fresca and Jay Fraser and Zulu.
What, the film?
Why not? There you go, Thursday night. How much do you think on Thursday evening?
I'll need a bigger stage. £6.
It is.
Yes.
Friday night, the Crossfire Hurricanes, the Jetstar Pilots, Whiskey Stains, and Pat Crilly.
Hang on a minute.
Hmm.
you don't need to say any more about this gig. If you don't want to go to this gig, you're fucking nuts. They're great names for bands.
They are good. How much do you think that would be on Friday evening?
£6.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Saturday night, 26th. Menace, The Charred Hearts, The Electric Cox, Code Blue and Late 7 Rage DC. It's London Calling.
London
night.
Calling. It's London Calling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Menace, at one time, were fronted by our mate Ollie.
All right, really? Okay.
From Resistance 77. I don't think he's singing for them at the moment, but I'm not absolutely sure about that. They're a very, very good street punk band. The Electric Cox, bizarrely enough, because obviously I don't know what you're going to read out.
Hmm.
John Codger's band, yeah.
Yeah, I thought
John
so.
John Codger's band, yeah, and we played Johnny Thought at the start of the show. How about, oh, he's going to be happy.
So, yeah, good night. How much do you think?
£6.
It is £6.
Wow, 666, Paulie gets it. Weekend of the Devil. Interestingly, I was born in a crossfire hurricane. Is a track from Rolling Stones' song Jumpjack Flash, which was loosely about the devil, and of course they also did Sympathy for the Devil. Yeah, I'm good. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks for your input. Right, so that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Oh, does it?
May you continue later?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Right, track 6, and we're right into the symmetry now, my friend.
Okay.
Working on the basis that track 3, we had a bit of electronic... rocky electronic. I don't know how they describe this, because it's kind of, I know they say alternative electronic music, but you know, a lot of this sounds like that gothic evolved sort of electronic dark wave, whatever it is. So, they have so many titles, don't they, electronic things. It's good anyway. So this is a guy from the US called Halo in Reverse, who does things on his own. I'm trying to think of other examples of, I suppose, do you remember a guy called Fetus
from
Australia?
No.
Amazing electronic guy from the 80s, real hard work to listen to, but very rewarding.
Okay.
This is a bit more manageable. Hope you like it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Halo in Reverse is Facebook page?
facebook.com/HaloInReverse.
Sorry, I couldn't get around this one, mate. It was another one of those crazy ones. It's facebook.com/pages/halo-in-reverse/47984211602. What I do is type in Halo in Reverse to the internet and find it yourself. That would be easier. Anyway, sorry about that. Probably the internet 5, Tony 1. This is Sweetest Honey.
Suck me dry until every drop is gone. Places in you that I don't belong. And I don't care if it's right. And I don't care if it's wrong. I wanna feel real good and make it last real long. No drug and no injection, not a thing I could try. Couldn't even scratch the surface with the way that you get me high. And when I wanna go down to suck the stem from the cherry and lick the pearl on the crown, to taste the juice of the berry. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And in your lust I will drown. I'll taste this power of an enemy. And by this love
Dogging.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, are you doing anything this week?
No, just setting up the living room, trying to get the house reorganised a little bit. That's basically
Is this sofa going to get in there without any trouble?
Yeah, the sofa's in.
Oh, sofa's in, right.
Yeah, and the fire's set up, but there's no TV and the room's still cold. But tomorrow they're getting the radiators fitted, so...
Ooh.
Yeah, it should be livable. The minute it's just too maker. Cold.
I know.
Well, fortunately, I am doing something this week. Something rather massive, in fact. I'm going to... Well, I've got no money, but I'm going to Oslo again. And on Thursday night, I'm going to be doing an expat drinks night, which is basically everybody getting leathered in a bar called Skyggesiden, which means Shady Side Bar, which is on Rathusgata, and is very close to the Dubliner pub. If you are in Oslo, you'll know exactly where that is. Then on Friday and Saturday, I'm doing my monthly comedy show at the Dirty Cow in Oslo, and for the first time, I'm going to be comparing both nights, because Simon, my partner in crime, can't make it to this one. And it features Kate Smurthwaite and Nick Page. It's going to be a really, really good show. It's only 100 kroner to get in. So please do come down. Show starts 9 o'clock, so make sure you're down way before that. And then on Sunday, I'm going to go to Sweden for the first time. I'm going to get the bus. I'm going to get the bus to Sweden from Norway. And I'm going to go to Gothenburg, see my mate Riku, and check out a couple of venues down there with a view to starting a comedy club in Gothenburg in English. So if you do know anyone in Gothenburg or Swedish Gothenburg area... Please do let them know that plans are afoot.
Cool.
Yeah, and then I'll be flying back to Stansted after that. Interestingly, I haven't got anywhere to stay as such in Oslo this week, so what I'm doing is I'm going to be couch surfing. Have you heard of couch surfing?
Yeah, so you just stay overnight on people's couches.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, fortunately, it's a bit more organised than that. There's a website called Couchsurfing, and you can go on there, register on there. And when you're going somewhere, you can just apply, say, would anyone like to have me stay with them for a couple of nights? And loads of people do, but you should return the favour. So I have an available couch now on Couchsurfing, people who want to come stay with me. However, so far, no one's asked. I think largely because I live in Letchworth and not a big... international destination, but yes. So you have to reciprocate the offer.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know how I get on couchsurfing.
Oh, nice.
With luck, it'll be good fun. Yeah. So it's going to be a pretty busy week for me, basically. After the last two, I didn't fuck all, frankly. So I'm quite pleased. And in related news, Tony, the next track is by a band called Heart, H-A-R-T, who are from Oslo.
Oh, nice.
And it's more, I'd say hard rock. They describe themselves more as sort of glam rock. We've got on now 80s inspired glam rock, hair metal, call it what you like. Heart, go for it. I will be getting in touch with them to tell them I'm on the show. You never know, they're on the show. I might even meet them at the weekend. Who knows if they're around in Oslo. Hello, Heart, why don't you come down? Hi Heart. So that's the little bit of Norwegian there. Hi is like hi.
Oh, okay.
I've learned that. Yeah, it's good. So you've learned some Norwegian. There you go. Infotainment once again. What I know is, Tony, what is Heart's website?
Heartband.com.
No, heart-rock or heart-rock.com. Makes it Paul of the Internet 6, Tony Wong. Oh, dear, Tony.
Yeah.
You're going down.
You're anyone, you gotta be.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, have you got a twat?
No.
Right, well, just run through what people should be doing.
Yeah. Please do email your twats. I need them all every week. Every month, every week, every year. So please do send them over. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's dead simple. We all know twats. I'm sure 2013 hasn't saw the extinction of the twat species. So no, please do.
In fact, Tony, after what you said just then, I would say, anytime, any place, anywhere, there's a wonderful world you can share. It's the right one. It's a tight one. It's twat.
Beautiful.
That's right. I remember the martini advert. Anyway.
Yes.
But you've got something instead, haven't you?
I do.
Which means it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2.
We did that without rehearsal.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I had an email from Graham. Graham Holland.
Hi, Graham.
Yeah. He says, hi, Tony. I know it's a couple of weeks away. This was a few weeks ago. Thought I'd send this before I forget. This Saturday, 26th of Jan, Antipop presents the Dirt Box Disco, plus the Stopouts, the Vermin Suicides, and Bite Back. It's at Mellow Mellow on Slater Street in Liverpool. No time or place published
yet.
Look
at you with your pirate accent.
More info at antipoprecords.co.uk. I think we did this last year as well, so it's clearly a yearly
thing.
Yeah,
and we like Antipop as well. We've had some stuff from them before, and hello, Antipop.
Yeah. It's not the usual Graham nonsense, is it? I think it's...
It's not the usual Graham nonsense. Oh, no. You're not supposed to add into this. You're supposed to pretend to like it. It's only me that... Say, I don't like acoustic music, Tony. Had some good feedback when we played I'm a Pulverizer. I'm a Pulverizer. Yeah, we had I had a couple of emails with people saying that they really liked it. One of them, notably, who is the person who announces this show.
All right, okay.
He was a big fan of the track, yeah.
No, it was really good.
Yeah, I had an interesting discussion with Alexa about it. And hopefully, I haven't heard back yet, I haven't heard feedback from her about whether her dad's listened to it. I kind of hope he doesn't, because I was just about the rudest I was in the whole show just before it, you know. But anyway, these things happen. So, yes, it will be very good. And, Graham, I'm sorry that I'm so dismissive of the music you play.
You almost made it through that without laughing.
Almost, yeah. Fuck him. Right, so yes. Time for the last track, yeah?
Yep.
Last track this week. And again, I've managed to avoid going from the vaults. This is where the symmetry falls apart a little bit, except that it is the same sort of genre as Johnny Throttle, so we are back to start. There's a band called Dragster, who we've played many times on the show before. And it's from an album called Here Come the Meat Robots, which is in their most recent album. And in it, this is Dragster wish to extend the claw of gratitude to the following humanoids. Dave Harding, Stu Taylor, we know Stu, SDP Records. Dave Harding, Stu Taylor, Mick Fitzgerald, Barnett, Paul Raggerty, Whippet of the Voodoo Wings, John Moonbear, Mike Childs, Philip Banks, Punky Radio, Ben Welly, Lee Cottrell, Junction Bob, The Wrench. The Wrench, Sally's Nerve anymore. Oh, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, we got mentioned that. And what I didn't mention was that on the Limousine album, Full Service, in their thanks, they give thanks to various people. And I'll just do the last three. Big Dead Pete, Paulie B. Edwards, Tom Robinson. Fuck you, Tom Robinson. Ha-ha. He climbed above you on the list, thanks to Limo Dean, who does call himself Limo Dean on the album, as discussed. Right, so, last track, Dragster, absolutely brilliant. And hot off the press, they're playing Inkfest in southwest of England this June. And as of this afternoon, I might be going and also playing at Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons and the Highliners and UK Subs. Many friends of the show, in other words. So, more news about that in future weeks. In the meantime, Tony, what is Dragster's website?
DragsterSuicide.com?
No, it's DragsterUK.com. Sorry about that. Probably the internet 7, Tony 1, so nearly a whitewash. This song is about my farts in lifts. Silent Violence. That was Dragster. Thanks so much for listening this week. Tony, could you just remind people of the internet radio stations that we're on?
Sure. We're on the following stations. We're on the Internet's Talk Superstation at TalkSuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K Radio.com. Find the latest one, which is Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com. Various times. When we're not on other great shows, do check any and all of them out.
Yeah, do. And do please check out the websites of the bands you've heard this week. And if possible, wherever possible, in fact, buy their music, because it helps to keep the whole scene going. You help us out, you help them out, you help yourselves out. Hey, Punky Radio, it's all about the help.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns, yeah.